Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
And for the 611th time.
Wow.
To everyone here in Studio 4A and to our friends around the globe, we say, pull up a chair and join us at this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's a spot where the music does inspire, but the chatter brings the fire.
Y'all keep changing studios. I keep getting lost.
You got it, Gordy. Sure. We're all gathered here at Bill's Bagel and Beanery for our annual sip and dip party. Debbie's on the lattes. Tori's on the bagels. Gerald's mixing sugar and spice. Gordy's making muffins.
Woo!
Buddy is taste testing. And Joe's playing his brand new bagel banjo. And William is saying, I don't even drink coffee. So anyhow, on this international
Rejoice and Be Glad Day. If you want to make your day, being glad's the only way.
And he's the recent winner of the Frosted Bagel Award.
Oh, he is, Bill. Yes. I never met a bagel I didn't like. Gaither.
And all of my guests today create music that everybody loves. Karen Peck, Russ Taff, and Legacy 5. Mm. And the Gaither Vocal Band, the Isaacs, Buddy Green, Sandy Patty. We've got a great, great bunch of hosts to help us make it work today. Stephen Hill.
Oh, don't you miss
it. And the Homecoming Bunch.
Oh.
Get us started with I'm Rich.
My father owned the cattle on a thousand hills, and I believe I own at least one. I stand amazed when I see his face, knowing that I'm his son.
I'm rich in faith and no hope.
public service announcement today is this is Wife Appreciation Day, man.
Oh,
I say good. Some flowers, a special gift.
Cats.
Or a harmonica or a nice dinner will go a long way showing your bride how much you care.
Cats.
And appreciate her.
I'm sure you have something special planned for Gloria tonight.
I really do. Uh-huh. I really do. We're going to mow the yard together.
Nice. You romantic.
Nothing says
devil.
Love like a freshly manicured lawn.
And when the right boys flew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout.
When a sinner makes the Lord his choice,
that's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angels did not dance around.
When the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice,
that's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand. It's got special thing to make those angels sing. Ah. Now when the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow Gabriel's horn.
When a sinner makes the Lord his choice,
that's when the angels rejoice. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the throne. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make the
It's always a downer.
No.
This is a no count award this week. The International Chimney Sweeps of Southgate meeting for their annual sweep off at Sabin Sarah's Wolfsburg in Sarajevo. They gave us their ash pit award, saying our words are a bust and their meaning is dust. Well, I think the sweeps have inhaled too much soot. Here, and the word is this. Or a zebras. Or a zebras.
Or a zebras.
Sometimes I think the setup is better than the definition. But the or a zebras, you ask.
Yes.
Well, you know.
That's exactly right.
The oriziferous is a large flippered marine mammal. Yes, it is.
Okay.
With
a
discontinuous distribution about the North Pole and the Arctic Ocean and the subarctic seas of the Northern Hemisphere, the oriziferous has tusks, whiskers, valves, and drawbars. They live in tubes, mostly in the shallow waters, and they migrate every spring to the Gaither Family Fest in Gatlinburg, where incidentally there are tickets available.
Yes.
That's the oziferous.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
No, it actually, you're not even close.
Oh,
it means to eat rice.
As in,
I love the taste of an oriferous diet.
Boy, if you get rice stuck in your tusks, that can be bad.
Not good. Yeah. Not good at all.
Karen Pack and New River. Mighty Big God on homecomingradio.com.
He brought down a giant with a boy, a stone and a sling. He swallowed up an army when he parted the Red Sea. He shut the lion's mouth when they threw Daniel in the den. He hasn't changed. big God. There's never been nothing that he can't do. A big God. And he cares about what you're going through. No matter how big the hopeless, helpless problem is you've got, don't worry, he's a mighty big God.
Touch of holy humor from Gerald Wolf.
Okay, this is one of my most embarrassing moments as a child. When Sunday school teacher asked if anybody in the class remembered what they had learned in their studies about King Solomon.
Yeah.
So I raised my hand and said, I remember he had 300 wives and 700 porcupines.
Oh, yeah.
Respect your porcupine day.
Wow.
Russ Taff, Love is a Cross.
I've heard it said that love is blind. It's never afraid and never unkind. And I've heard it said love's all you need. That it's a many splendor things. I've heard people say that love at first sight, how it's so wrong and how it's so right. It lifts you up, it lets you down. Oh, but I have found that love is a cross. Love, let it be. Love is saving you. Love is saving me. The blood and the nails, a body so bruised. A holy heart was broken. That's how he chose to prove that love is a cross. I'm reading that love is just a myth. It's only a crutch. It doesn't exist. It's something the world cannot achieve. Love, let it be. Love is so.
is Brian Free of Assurance. Thanks for tuning in to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Keep listening.
35 years ago, the Hemphills had a number one song in the land. You remember what it was?
Was it He Wrote My Name?
No.
He's still working on me.
He's still working to make me what I want to ought to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Greater Vision, 25 years ago, had a number five song in the land.
That was our first radio single, On a Journey, and that's as high as it got.
Nobody remembers that number five Gordon man.
That's right.
Here's Linda Randall.
Lead me, oh, lead me, when my heart is overwhelmed like the raging tide. Lead me, oh, lead me, lead me when it seems I've lost my way. Show me when to go and when to stay. Lead me through the night and through the day. Lead me, lead me. Oh, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me, oh, lead me. When my heart is overwhelmed like a raging tide. Lead me, oh, go. Hold me in your arms and keep me close. Lead me through this life till I'm safely home. Lead me, lead me. Oh, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me, oh, lead me. When my heart is overwhelmed like a raging tide. Lead me, oh, seems I've lost my way. Show me when to go and when to stay. Lead me through the night, through the day. Lead me, come on and lead me. Oh, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me, oh, lead me. When my heart is overwhelmed like a raging tide. Lead me, oh.
We get some kind and gracious notes from our listeners every week. They're notes like these.
Debbie says, I love listening to Homecoming Radio, and I schedule my lunchtime so I can catch you every day at noon. Love the fun and banter between y'all because it brings me a good dose of sunshine. Thanks for the humor, the songs, and hope that you bring. You're the cream of the crop. Thanks, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer says, my grandson and I were listening to the show this morning, and Gordon sang, shut de do, keep out de devil.
Oh, yeah.
My grandkids loved it, and so did Grandma. Yeah. We listen all the time and are grateful for the joy and encouragement you bring to young and old alike. Keep it up.
This one says, we love Homecoming Radio in Australia. We listen on Rhema FM in Newcastle. We think you're the greatest. I listen online while I wash my dishes, and sometimes the dishes almost wash themselves. God bless you. From Allison.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I listen all the time, and I must say that Bill does have the perfect face for radio.
You know, oh, my goodness.
You know, Aaron, that's so kind of you. Oh, he said he was just kidding. Okay, so love you all.
We wish you were around the table here with us.
We do love your notes. Homecomingradio.com. That's the way to get in touch with us.
That's right.
This is a wonderful, wonderful anthem that Sandy Patty sings. Anytime this anthem is being sung at by our church choir, I always sit up and listen. The majesty and glory of your name, written by a good friend of mine, Tom Fetke. Listen. Oh.
When I gaze into the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and stars suspended in space.
Well, we wanted to encourage you today, and I hope with these songs we have done just that. And it's always a joy to be with you, and you make it better when you let us know what's going on, what you like.
You got anything else you can do to slow this thing down, Bill?
Hey, if you travel cyberspace, visit homecomingradio.com. It'll improve your day. It's a place where you can
download our new Homecoming Radio app. You've got plenty of time to do it. It's free. And get the schedule for our live concerts and check out the videos.
You'll also love our Facebook page, and you can leave us a note. Go to homecomingradio.com.
Bill, we have some terrific stations in New Jersey to salute. WYRS, WSJO, WKMB, and WJPG. We say a big salute!
Hey, Gloria called and said your shipment of diet food just came in.
Oh, dear.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm thinking.
Take your time, Bill. Take your time.
We got to go, everybody.
See you next week.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.